Our family.
Hello and welcome to Our Family, the series of podcasts featuring patients and members of staff. Today we feature Jasmine and Patrick and their IVF journey to have baby Harley.
Hi, my name is Jasmine Ogbonna.
Hi, I'm Patrick Ogbonna.
And we are answering some questions for Delia into what it's like to be the parents of an IVF baby. I think I could not have had a better experience. We could not have had a better experience. They really have been fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. From start to finish, professional. They gave honest advice every step of the way. They didn't force us to do any treatment that we didn't want. And they made it clear to us what the options were, gave us plenty of time to think about the options, no pressure at all. Mm-hmm. Everything was very, very clear. All the staff there from reception right through to Dr. Benker, they were absolutely outstanding. It was an amazing journey, and I can't speak highly of them at all. I said, from the start, the time we got there, the first meeting, we were all a bit anxious, nervous, you know, and they kind of really put all our fears to one side, explained the process very, very clearly, gave us all the information, and gave us all the contacts and support. So, yeah, it was excellent, honestly. Really, really outstanding experience. Really, 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 really impressed.
Well, you can imagine how impressed and how grateful we actually have been that our daughter was named in honour of the clinic. It all happened by chance because I realised that there was something wrong, something not right between, you know, when Patrick and I were trying for a baby. We had not been taking care, we were not using contraception, and after about 2.5 years, you know, after being together and trying, not looking after ourselves, I found it odd that it wasn't happening. So I remember I went to the GP, I told them that they wanted Pat to have a couple of sperm. They asked me to have some blood tests and Pat to have some sperm tests. With him, one of the tests apparently came back inconclusive. With mine, apparently everything came back okay. But I don't know, something was not right. So I'll never forget, it was the 11th of January, 2018. No, sorry, 2019. I'll never forget it because it was a horrible day. I remember I had this appointment at the hospital for a scan. I can't remember the name of the scan, one of those scans that, you know, they go inside and they look inside. And the face of the scanographer was quite alarming to the point where I wasn't going to say anything, but I had to. And I went, what's going on? And she says to me, oh dear, you haven't got many eggs left. And I'm like, can she even look at that? Can she even see that? So I'm thinking, she goes to me, you haven't got many left on the right. Don't even get me started on the left. And I'm thinking, what on earth? What's going on? So I really left. Patrick came with me. I'll never forget. I came out and I saw him and I started crying. And, you know, I'll never forget. I thought, you know, oh, my God. So I went back to work and I explained the whole situation to my two of my best friends and colleagues at work, because I'm also a lecturer. So we both had to go to work to the college after that. So I had to go to teach. I went teaching, and about a couple of hours later, when I came back from teaching, they both, my colleagues and friends, were waiting for me in the office, and they had a really happy face. And I'm like, what are you doing? And they go, Jazz, we have been looking into fertility clinics. And I'm like, oh. And then, and I remember they said to me, look, the NHS is going to take too long. If it's true what this lady said about you not having enough, you know, many eggs left, you haven't got much time, you're running out of time. You know, I'm sure you have the means to do it privately, so why not do it? And they both said, we agree on giving you the contact numbers for Harley Street Fertility Clinic, because if you want something done well, you always go to Harley Street. And they've got apparently a fantastic clinic. And that's how the whole story really started. It was my friends who found the clinic who suggested we took the private path.
Our family.
Our family.
I'll never forget that the appointment to look to see a IVF specialist through NHS at St. Ailish Hospital was not going to be any earlier than April 2019, and I'm talking about I saw them in January. That's how long I was going to have to wait, and if I was running out of eggs, I did not have enough time. So like Pat said, we were scared, we were anxious, we didn't know what to expect. That was a Friday, the 11th of January 2019 was a Friday. I rang the clinic straight away. They gave us an appointment for Tuesday evening. And I was so impressed. The first time, I mean, first thing, not only we were seen by Dr. Venkat, and she took our case and has followed it from the beginning. First thing, sperm test, blood test, scan, everything straight away the same day. And, they've been very efficient. They've been... everybody, like Pat said, from reception up to I've always felt like I was at home. I was even on first name basis with the people at the reception, with Janet, with Stephen,
Darcy, the
donor's egg coordinator. Again, we had a meeting with her. As soon as we were, because obviously eventually it was confirmed that yes, I did have not enough eggs left, and they were not of a very good quality. So after the tests came back from the fertility clinic, all the results from Pat were fine. There was nothing wrong with him. It was actually me. And one of the things I loved as well was the transparency. I'll never forget, we were at a meeting with Dr. Venkat in her office, and she even gave us an extra 2 weeks to think about it. She said, look, think about it, I'll give you an extra 2 weeks, come back to me. And she was, look, you know what, this is very expensive, and this is for the rest of your life, she said, and I've got to lay the cards out, you know, as much as I can. She said, you know, usually a woman at your age and with your difficulties or premenopausal, because this is the other thing we found out, I was premenopausal. So that's why I also could not, you know, fall pregnant. She said, you know, it's got about 40%. She said, in your condition, 0.4. So I would suggest, you know, egg donor. And we thought about it, we talked about it, and, you know, I went with it. I was okay. I was okay with the fact that genetically Harley doesn't have my genes, but that's not important. The important thing is that she's here, that they help us to make it happen. And when we spoke to the donor egg coordinator, straight away she had this donor in mind. When we gave the description of the lady, the woman that we wanted, she straight away thought about this lady, contacted this lady. The lady agreed to give all her eggs to me. They extracted 10 eggs from her, and all it's what they call selfless donor.
Mm. Let me say something. Yeah, just to interject, what really also impressed me was the fact that when it came to actually the donor, because obviously we're like a couple from different ethnicities. I'm black, British, and Jasmine, she's from South America, so we wanted a baby that would reflect both our cultures and ethnicities. So we specified somebody who's like a Latina. And it so happened that they were able to match us with...
Straight away
with a donor who was Latina-based origin. You know?
Yeah, because I'm also Italian as well. Yes. And this lady also is.
Yeah, so it was absolutely incredible how they were able to you know, closely match what our needs were. It doesn't always happen, but we're just fortunate that, you know, in that instance, the donor was able to match our requirements from the point of the of ethnicity and background.
And that she gave all her eggs to me.
Yeah.
When I think about it, when I think back, I think it was all meant to be. It all happened. Everything just came at the same. Everybody arrived at the same time. Everybody came at the same time. The nurses were amazing. You know, exactly. Like we said, imagine how grateful we are that our daughter bears the name of the clinic. So, and we always thought about it was the thing is we started calling her Harley because it was a temporary thing. We still didn't know whether it was a he or a she, it was a boy or a girl. And Harley could be both. And we thought, let's just call her Harley temporarily, because I said to Pat, I don't like calling in English it. You know, if you still don't know whether it's a boy or a girl, you call the baby it in Spanish. We don't do that. And I always found it a bit degrading, if I'm honest with you. I couldn't keep calling the baby he because we didn't know. So we started calling the baby Harley, and that's how it stuck. An advice.
I would say from a man's and from a male point of view, from a father's point of view, the other client's point of view, I would say for guys out there whose partners are going through or thinking of going through this process, one thing which I would say to them is you need to be very supportive, you have to be understanding, and you've got to realise that the agony, the trauma, the emotional anxiety that we'll go through is something that you've got to be able to bear. And nothing can really can pay for that. Also, for me, I found out the hardest thing really was having to give the injections, you know,
because the progesterone.
The progesterone injections in the buttocks, you know, for me, it's obviously I've never done anything before, and I was petrified. But again,
that was 4 months.
Yeah, that's 4 months of progesterone injections in the buttocks, left and right, alternate cheeks, and obviously I was petrified. I was told how to do this, but again, the clinic, they showed me how to do exactly, guided me through.
They taught him,
and from there, I just had to grin and bear it, basically, as I was doing it. So that's. That's one thing to be aware of. Yeah, you've got to take charge of the situation. Don't let the woman do it by herself. It is, you know, it is emotionally draining. But I think if you think positive, then everything will happen. I mean, we were very fortunate. It was, you know, our first time, and we were lucky. Money wise, yes, it is expensive, but from what our experience with Harley Street, you know, you pay for what you get, basically. They're honest, and they'll never ever make you spend money on what you haven't got. So I would say to any couples out there, be brave, be positive, and really
go to Harley Street.
Go to Harley Street, and crucially, you need to support each other, love each other. Guys, you're going to nurture the woman, yeah, because without that nurturing,
advise them on the mood.
It won't make her life any easier. So that's what I would say from a male point of view.
What about the moods?
And also the mood swings. The mood swings, particularly the progesterone, the hormones. Remember, women's
because I was also taking estrogen.
Yeah, so you know, the progesterone, the estrogen. So the mood swings are absolutely incredible. You know, 1 minute. Crying next to me, they stab you in the back. So you've got to be able to wear like a flat jacket, okay? But But just smile, be brave, and just give her a cuddle. Say, yeah, suck it, honey. You know, whatever you say, just be patient.
Bless him. He literally did all of that. My advice, obviously, every woman's situation or man's, every couple's situation, and the reason why they go and they seek fertility clinics are different. You know, each case is unique. However, if you have a similar case like mine, by where the reason why I couldn't have babies was because I was premenopausal, it runs in my family. It's true. It's genetics. My mom went into menopause after having me around 41, 42. My sister spoke to my sister. I told my sister, went into premenopause after having her third child and last one around 41, 42 as well. And it's the same was with me. I never really thought about it, to be honest with you. Was it a shock for me that I was never going to be able to have a biological child? Deep down, honestly, no, it wasn't. I wanted a child with Pat, and I knew that whether it was going to be biological or, you know, IVF or adopted, I was going to prepare to give this child all my love. So, no, it didn't actually affect me, to be honest with you. I will never go back and say, oh, but if this and that, to be honest. The other advice I'm going to give, guys, is listen to your partner, lean on him a lot, because like he said, you're going to have to take all of this progesterone and estrogens, and it's a combination, and you're going to be one day crying, one day happy, one day. As long as your partner understands that this is a phase, and as long as you understand that this is just a phase, this is just a process that you need to go through to have one of the most amazing experiences ever, then it's fine. It is expensive. Don't try to save any. And I'll tell you what, we were going to have to spend money anyway, because depending on the borough that you live in and depending on the criteria that you meet, IVF can either be free or not through NHS. I found out that in the borough that we live, which is Surrey, here in Sutton, IVF was going to be either NHS or not, depending on the criteria. And the criteria that we had was our age. We were a bit over the average age, one, and two, Pat already has two children, a boy and a girl. So because of this, ours was not going to be paid by NHS. We were going to have to pay for the treatment anyway. Was it going to be a little bit cheaper than Harley Street? Honestly, we did the accounts, and it was just going to be just slightly cheaper. So in order for me to know everything for sure and to do everything as soon as possible, and as efficiently as possible, I didn't mind paying the extra money and go to Harley Street instead of having to wait until April to have found out all of the things that we found out in Harley Street in like a week. Because this is the other thing. The other thing I was amazed was that they take a blood test or a sperm sample and they give you the results the same day. They ask you to come to the clinic in the morning, and by the afternoon, they were already calling me to give me the results. That was one of the things I was amazed the most. Whilst you know that through NHS, that's not how it is. So yes, pay the extra money, do it with them. They are going to treat you, you know, with the most humane possible way, and you know, with honesty. It is a long process, but it's absolutely worth it. Now, again, Patrick also said we were lucky that the first time around is true. We had to count ourselves blessed that Harley was the first attempt. They froze two more fertilized eggs, so they have two more zygotes in the freezer for us. Whether we're going to use them or not, that's something we'll decide in the future. It comes kind of all together, you know. It's like a package. Do it as well. Keep a few spare and have some zygotes frozen just in case. whether you have more, you want to have more children, or whether the first attempt doesn't work.
Our family.
Yeah, we just hope hearing our story will give some hope, inspiration, encouragement to all you couples out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is a long journey, but honestly, you've got to believe. And if you believe, it will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give them, just listen to the advice, take the best advice that they give you,
mm-hmm.
wear up everything, and just do what you think is best for yourselves. Don't be afraid to make tough decisions. Sometimes a tough decision can be the right decision. So make sure that whatever decision you make, it fits in with your budget, your family, your situation, your circumstances.
You have to think about that budget. Everything
carefully, but the main thing is that the journey, and time does go quickly. You know, you're in and out so much before you know it. The baby's arrived.
Yeah.
You know, so I wish everyone the best of luck. And like mm-hmm. I said once more, really cannot recommend Harley Street and all the staff there highly enough. They're absolutely outstanding.
Thank you very much to everybody. Yes, it's been an amazing journey. And who knows, probably in the future we'll see each other again. All the best. Thank you for listening. Bye.
This is the end of today's podcast. We'd like to thank Jasmine and Patrick for sharing their story with us so they can inspire other people to seek fertility treatment. A podcast by Telia Coral.
Our family.
Our family.